AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It was a busy day for Pope Francis in Washington, where he met with President Obama, addressed a cathedral full of Catholic bishops, and said the first mass on U.S. soil for a canonization. Francis, heard through a translator, says this was a saint who left home to spread the gospel in California.
Father Junipero Serra, he was the embodiment of a church which goes forth.
There is controversy over Serra by some Native Americans, but in Carmel, California, the Reverend Peter Crivello says Serra cared more than most for the people to which he devoted his life.
He himself witnessed that the attitudes of other officials were not just. So one example of his extraordinary efforts was to walk to Mexico City to gain for the Native peoples what was called California's first Bill of Rights.
On Thursday, Pope Francis will address a joint meeting of Congress. China's president is the next world leader to get a big welcome in Washington. There will be a state dinner at the White House Friday. University of Virginia foreign professor Brantley Womack says China is an important market for many U.S. companies.
People in high tech in the United States know that a good deal of their profits comes not just from final sales in China, but also from the parts that they contribute to things that are assembled in China.
In Germany,
zu diesem Neuanfang, meine Damen und Herren,
that's a Volkswagen board member announcing that VW CEO Martin Winterkorn was stepping down, the resignation following admission that the world's top-selling car maker had rigged diesel emissions to pass U.S. tests during his tenure. Government minister in Australia is signaling Chris Bowne won't be able to tour there because of his criminal conviction. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors have announced formal charges against a 21-year-old man suspected in some of the freeway shootings that have rattled the Phoenix area. Leslie Allen Merritt Jr. is charged with 16 counts, including aggravated assault and carrying out a drive-by shooting. The AP's Bob Christie reports the charges against Merritt were based on physical evidence.
He, in his first court appearance on Saturday morning, said absolutely that's not the case. The gun had been pawned for 2 months. Well, we talked to the pawn shop owner who said, no, that's not the case. He pawned that weapon the day after the shootings first started. So the first four shootings connected directly to that weapon. The gun was not in a pawn shop at the time.
Scientists say California's historic drought is stressing the state's treasured giant sequoia trees, some of the largest and oldest living things on Earth. One National Park Service ecologist says there's more patches of dead foliage in the trees than in past years. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.